podcast from the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Office of National Mission. This is God's Mission Here.
My name is Reverend Mark Kiesling, and I serve the Office of National Mission as the Director of Youth Ministry. Joining me is DCE Juliana Schultz, who serves as Program Manager for Resources and Leadership for Youth Ministry. Juliana, can you tell the listener more about your role?
So I serve the staff, as you said, as the Program Manager for Resources and Leadership, which covers a lot of different ground, but most practically it includes managing our youth e-source, which is our resource website, as well as Youth Lead, our team leadership program. I also help develop resources around our seven practices of healthy youth ministry and our podcast, End Goals, which is on KFUO, manage our research and support adult leaders at The Gathering.
So today we're going to talk about one of the programs you help run, which is called Youth Lead. Giving youth opportunities to serve and lead is something LCMS Youth Ministry and Youth Ministry and LCMS congregations has always taken seriously. It's part of our seven practices of healthy youth ministry, which you will hear about in future episodes. And it's not a surprise that when we talk to adults, sometimes on End Goals, who are serving as maybe professional church workers or as adult youth leaders or other leaders in their congregations, we often hear that they were given leadership roles in their congregation as teenagers, as young adults, and that then became this opportunity for them to see their opportunities to serve vocationally in the church for the rest of their life. And they really something that the Holy Spirit worked through, those opportunities be connected to their congregation in that way.
Yeah, we love to see congregations be able to do that. And one of the ways that we support congregations that do that is about 40 years ago, LCMS Youth Ministry started a program called Lutheran Youth Fellowship to help train high school age teens and their leaders in the church. We continue to do this to this day, only we rebranded 3 or 4 years ago and now call it Youth Lead. Our annual leadership training is facilitated by teens on our leadership team. We call them our executive team. You'll hear from them a little bit later. The event makes use of leadership resources developed to give teens the tools they need to mature in their faith, become leaders in their congregation, and to reach out their peers with the love of Christ, which we know many of them are passionate about doing.
That's great. One of the things that makes this program unique is that it is youth-led. From the start, previous leaders such as Reverend Dr. Terry Dittmer and then Jessica Bordalo did a fantastic job of letting youth be up front and small group leaders in this event. The entire training event is set up to model so that teen leaders attend are also seeing youth lead the training for them. And so that gets modeled for them as something that they can take back, as well as just, again, to see young people take leadership roles. And we also have adults who attend are just amazing mentors investing in the lives of these young people and their walk with Jesus. They are great at giving feedback while also having the backs of our young leaders as they step into these roles.
So for those of you who have never heard of Lutheran Youth Fellowship or Youth Lead before, let's give you some of the basics. So it's a program designed for high school youth. We host an annual leadership training here in St. Louis that runs from a Thursday evening to a Sunday at lunch. It's a retreat-style event, which helps us to build community. We have young people who come from all across the country, from congregations and from districts. Adults, sometimes districts bring individuals or small groups of youth, so it's not typically something you bring an entire youth group to, but more your leaders who are looking for something more advanced and who would like to get further in training in leadership.
And basically, these trainings have like two foci. First, we teach a discipleship curriculum designed to benefit the young person and to train them to teach the curriculum back home. This is a video-based curriculum, which allows us to bring content experts to the youth, and then we create leader guides for the discussion. This allows youth to lead and have practice in front of their peers in a way that sets them up for success. This curriculum is available for everyone for free on Youth eSource after the event.
And then second, we do kind of a series of sessions that are different every year that are designed to help develop leadership skills. So we want them to go back home knowing more about how their God-given strengths, their vocations, how to lead in a Christ-centered way. There's a lot of discussions about vocation and the many contexts that they have back home. We give them practical tools like how to write a devotion or how to lead a devotion. We give them time to talk about potentially pursuing church work. We teach them both skills in leadership and also spend time in God's Word together as a big part of knowing that they have to be well-rooted if they're going to be long leaders in the church.
Well, I always think of the adage of like, you know, you really don't know something until you teach it or lead it. And I love to see the young people who attend, adults too, who can really grasp the concepts or the actual teaching of like maybe one of the curriculum once they have a chance to lead it, and like because they take it so seriously and that they do the hard work to prep, and that really they grab onto it, which is great to see.
Yeah. And it's amazing to see these young people come back year after year. Some of them come several years, but many of them go on to do leadership roles in their college campus ministries, which we'll hear more about our campus ministries later on in the season. But then also go on. We now know many of them are church workers themselves.
Right.
So to share more about the program, we recorded with a group of young people we call our executive team a few years ago for our podcast on End Goals. This leadership team is the one that we referenced. It's a group of six young people who are elected by their peers every 3 years at our national training event. During their three-year term, they're mentored and trained to be able to lead large parts of the event and of the program. And so in the spirit of wanting young people to be leaders, we want them to share about their specific insights in the value of raising up young leaders. So what you'll hear next is an interview with them.
Well, welcome to End Goals Podcast. I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves, maybe share your name, the region that you represent, and then something about your vocations.
I'm Allison Graves. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. I represent the Great Lakes region, and I'm currently going to school at Lipscomb University studying to become a dietitian.
My name is Joanna Shaw. I'm from Millersville, Missouri, and I represent the Central Region. My vocations are, I'm a PK, so shout out to all those pastor kids out there. And I'm also a freshman at Concordia University Irvine, studying to become a Lutheran teacher.
Fantastic. Well, we're so glad you're here. You guys have done this training several times now, but what is one thing you are looking forward to for the training that we'll have in July?
I'm really looking forward to being in Houston. We usually have this event in St. Louis. It'll be a bit of an adjustment, but I'm really excited to see what it's like in a new city. I'm also really excited to get to see a lot of the old faces and meet a lot of the new people that are going to show up, as well as get to reconnect with the executive team because we haven't seen each other in over a year, and that's really sad.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Allie. Just really looking forward to being back with my people, back having fellowship face-to-face, just super awesome. I very much am looking forward to just learning more about my God and my relationship to Him as His people. And I'm also just looking forward to being in Houston, as that's where the National Youth Gathering is going to be. And I'm excited to just be there and check it out.
It's a unique opportunity we have to be able to have this event and all that comes with it in the city where we're going to have the gathering. And so we get a chance to prepare young leaders for their congregations, but also a little bit for the gathering. I'm always so amazed at the relationships that are built in just the few days that we got together. I know you guys have a lot of passion, and we hear that from participants often, is that they get to meet other young people who they build these great relationships with, and they can carry those out, not just for that weekend, but over time. If someone's wondering about why they should bring a teen to Youth Lead, why would you recommend that they join us?
I think that you should totally recommend and even just be in prayer about coming to Youth Lead. Youth Lead is just a place where we cultivate ambassadors of Christ. And teens just get hands-on practice leading and developing communication skills, all in the context of learning and serving in the name of Jesus Christ, which is just something that's super unique and that you don't really find in a lot of other places. And Youth Lead is definitely like has that as their strong suit. And I know I've grown as a leader there. And something that's super cool even about going to Youth Lead is that you don't have to have this like extroverted, like sort of personality. Like we are able to cultivate and find that leader in you. And there's leaders of all forms and shapes. And I think that's super important to remember in coming here is that you have valuable characteristics and strengths, and we're here to just cultivate those and grow you as a leader, as someone who is able to be a light to Christ and a light to others in leadership, wherever you're at in life.
I love that one of the things that we do is strength finders, which is this idea of like everybody has strengths that they're leading out of. And those are, we focus on those as God-given gifts. And so it's really fun to see just the variety of different gifts that are in the room and how they can all be used to serve. Allie, how about you? What do you think you would recommend for people? Why do you recommend Youth Lead?
Yeah, so the biggest thing for me is that StrengthFinders test. I didn't know a lot about how I could be a leader coming from the perspective as an introvert. So it was really neat for me to get to see the ways that I can still be a leader despite the fact that I maybe not am such a, I guess, a woo, as you could say. That's one of the strengths in the test. So that was really neat for me to see how I could still be a voice in the church and be a voice of God in my community, in my church, wherever that may be.
I love that one of the unique things about this event is that it's led primarily by youth. I'm curious, and I'm going to put you guys a little on the spot here. Why do you think that's so valuable to have youth that are leading youth when we come to this kind of event?
Yeah, I think it's really important for youth to be able to see other youth in leadership roles, mostly because like our voice matters, our opinion matters. And coming from a little bit more of a conservative church, I guess, I didn't always feel like I was being heard. And so when I got to Youth Lead for the first time, I just thought it was so amazing to see these people who were only a few years older than me, who were taking that foot forward and just taking charge. And that was really inspiring to me that I could make a change in the church and help raise up other people.
Youth Lead is just such a unique experience, truthfully. And I know that for me, it's just so special to be led by someone who I know is coming and understands like the world right where I'm at. I think it's super easy for you to sit in a classroom or even to sit in like a different type of conference setting where there's a church worker who's like super knowledgeable, but grew up like in different circumstances. And obviously like they know what they're talking about and they have great insight, but it's super cool to just be having discussions and being led by someone who, you know, like has the exact same experiences as you. Something else that is super, super unique and super cool about having peers who are around your age leading you is that you see that that is something you're able to do, and it's not something that's necessarily modeled in the church all the time. So to be able to come somewhere and see people your age leading is just a huge encouragement to, specifically as an encouragement to me in my own life, where I was able to be like, man, like I can be involved and I do have this potential. But then like on the flip side, even getting the opportunity at Youth Lead to get up and lead myself, it wasn't just like the executive team that was leading. You actually get hands-on experience and opportunities to lead as a participant. And that was just super encouraging to do that and be so supportive by that environment and the leaders that were there who were coming and who were right in the same boat with me. But even to just stand up and lead and realize that like, man, I have this potential and this is something that I can do and I can be a leader.
Yeah, both really fantastic. That's, I love the environment that we're able to create where you are led by peers. And I do think that empowers young people to go back to their congregations and feel like, I can do this. I just watched somebody else do it. And I can lead as well. And I love, we do have adults who come, right? It's not just teenagers who are there. Adults who are there and they are so supportive and there to cheer you guys on and to care for you guys and for the young people that came with them. So it is a really unique piece of this that I really love and appreciate watching. Maybe come back, as you guys are young leaders in the church, you talk about how Youth Lead has empowered you in your Christ-like leadership in the church. Why is it important for young leaders to be involved in their congregations?
I guess my thought process on this one is that one day we will be the leaders in the church. Some people who go to our event, they're going to be pastors, they're going to be DCEs, even lay workers. And it's important for us to understand the Bible and understand how to minister to other people's needs. So I just think it's a really neat opportunity for us to get kind of like a heads up or like a foot in the race before we actually get there.
Yeah, I would say that it's so important for young leaders to be involved in their congregations because the Spirit is active inside of them and they are able because the Spirit enables them. And I think that's something that we overlook so often is that there is not a huge clear distinction between like the work a high school or a college student can do. Besides, obviously, like with time, you learn more and you have more ability to grow in the Word and in your understanding of God. But the Spirit is there and the Spirit is working and He's the one enabling them to do the work. And I think that's super important to acknowledge and also just understand that they have the ability and capacity to learn at that age to be active and be a leader in the church. And like how special of an opportunity is it really to get youth involved when they're young so that we can see just like this church as a whole come together and just work and even just to ensure the future of the church and people who are dedicated and who want to serve because they have a heart of service. And I know Allie just talked about youth being the future of the church, but I feel very strongly that youth are the church now. And that's something that I feel like is just super valuable, the experiences and the energy that they can bring to the church, the things that they can share and talk about and the witnesses they can be to this world right now because they understand this world and they're living in it. And I feel like that can be a huge asset to our churches right now.
As you can hear, Youth Lead is a great opportunity for young people to be introduced to the wider church. They make faithful Christian friends across the country who are able to continue to support them. And we get great stories of young people who are taking the training home and using it in their congregation, circuit, and district. Those youth know they have friends and adults who are cheering them on across the country.
And we can track our alumni all over the LCMS, both as lay leaders and church workers today. They're in congregational leadership, on district staff, professors at Concordia's, mm-hmm. as well as our seminaries, which really does help people to see how they can be practically using those leadership skills, not just now, but into the future. Mm-hmm. We have parents that attended the training in their teen years right. who are now sending their teens, which is because it was such a powerful, positive experience for them.
In training these young leaders, lots of our focus isn't on the future mission and ministry they might have, but what they are doing right now. Often we can get focused on what God may do with young people in the future, but they have vocations right now. I mean, think of student and athlete and worker, all these things that they're doing and equipped to do. And we hope Youth Lead is helpful for them in living out God's mission here, where they are in their church, schools, sports teams, and so much more.
Youth Lead is just one part of what LCMS Youth Ministry does as a part of the Office of National Mission. The program today runs not just our March event here in St. Louis, but as a part of our National Lutheran Youth Workers Conference every 3 years. We recently received a grant from the LWML to expand the program into regional events and to test run a sermon event with leadership components, which is all really exciting.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We know that there's a demand for this and we want to expand it. So if you're interested in hearing more about Youth Lead, you can go to lcms.org/Youth Lead.
Youth Lead has equipped teens to develop and use their leadership skills as they serve Christ within their congregations and communities. We offer resources and training to equip teens to lead and mentor each other. It's a great way to build confidence as Christ-centered leaders and build a community of young people and adults who support them. But you can do that even outside of Youth Lead. There are lots of ways that you can be encouraging young leaders in your church. Beyond Youth Lead, there are many ways families and congregations equip teens to develop and use their leadership skills as they serve Christ within their congregation and communities. These opportunities are a great way to build confidence as Christ-centered leaders and build a community of young people and adults to support them. Thank you for the many ways you encourage young leaders in your church.
Thanks for joining us. If you liked what you heard, please leave us a review and don't forget to click the follow or subscribe button so that you don't miss out on upcoming episodes. God's Mission Here is a podcast that discusses Christ's gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation, and how He delivers those gifts where you live and serve.